This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Telford, Saturday. I'll be going. The whole Hearts of Oak team will be going. The great team of volunteers behind the scenes who make all of this happen will be there. A number of our moderator team also work behind the scenes. They will also be there. So it's going to be a great catch up with people, just like actually over the weekend on the anti-lockdown march that we had in London and in 18 other cities around the UK and worldwide, 153 cities. So this Saturday in Telford, 2 p.m., Tommy is going to show his Rape of Britain film, which he's been working on for, well, really for the last, I think, 9 months or so, but really it's been the pipeline for probably 2 years. So it's fantastic to see it coming out, and it's going to expose a lot. So let me bring up, what is Telford? Now, there are a whole load of other areas, and I've covered this before. I'll give you an overview. And this is about grooming gangs. This is about groups of men, predominantly Muslim, around maybe around 85%, predominantly Pakistani men, who have been raping girls. So gang rape on young girls, young white girls predominantly. And this has been happening all across the UK. First came to light in 2012 in the Times, but actually has been happening. It seems that we've seen newspaper cuttings talking about this kind of phenomenon since the mid-70s. So where is it happening? These are towns all over the UK. Rochdale, Greater Manchester, up kind of Midlands, a bit north. They've had 46 convictions in 7 trials. Many reports, many investigations. Rotherham in South Yorkshire, that's had 39 convictions in 7 trials. Huddersfield in West Yorkshire, again, similar area, that has had 38 convictions in 6 trials. And we'll get to what those are in a moment. Oxford, surprise. Oxford, you think Oxford University, lovely, leafy, middle-class town. Actually, has had 27 convictions in 6 trials. 27 men have been convicted for their part in grooming gangs, in gangs of raping children. What else? Newcastle, 24 convictions in 3 trials. Keighley, again, West Yorkshire, back to Yorkshire, 18 convictions in 3 trials. Sheffield, 16 convictions in 4 trials, again, Yorkshire. Bradford, again, Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, 13 convictions in 3 trials. Telford, which is the one we're looking at. Now, Telford, it's lower down, which is one of the most shocking parts of this. Let's bring up a story on Telford. And they'll bring in, I'm going to bring in your comments, don't worry. We'll make this a bit shorter. Let me bring up, here we go. This is one of the stories in a British newspaper called the Daily Mirror, one of the many papers that have exposed this evil. And yet it continues. Here we have exclusive. Britain's worst ever child grooming scandal exposed. Hundreds of young girls raped, beaten, sold for sex, and some even killed. Special Sunday Mirror investigation. Authorities failed to act over 40 years. Despite repeated warnings to social workers, with up to 1,000 girls, some as young as 11, abused in Telford. This was this is what journalism is about. This is what journalists are supposed to do. Not toe the line of the government and do what they're, repeat what they're told to repeat, but actually expose evils, failings, wrongdoings. And this is what the mayor did in this case. This was March 2018, so 4 years ago, it exposed this up to 1,000 girls. We've seen Rotherham talking about 1,400 girls. huge figure. And if you take that across the country, then that's why Sarah Champion, who is the MP for Rotherham, that's why she talked about up to 1 million girls have been victims of this. 1 million. So you would think then this talks about 1,000 girls. We'll scroll down, talks about 1,000 girls could have suffered at the merciless hands of perverts and torturers in Telford since the 1980s. And does this give figures? So here's the findings the Daily Mirror found in an 18-month investigation. They found more out than the official government and local council and police investigations. Some have been going on for 7 years. So the Mirror's 18-month investigation reveals abuse on unprecedented levels. We find social workers knew of abuse in the 1990s, but police took a decade to launch a probe. How could you, as a police officer, hear about these girls getting raped and for 10 years not give a damn? 2, council staff viewed abused and trafficked children as prostitutes instead of victims, according to previously unseen files. Children cannot consent. Legally, they cannot consent to sex. So if you have an adult having sex with a child, that is rape, and that individual carrying out that should be prosecuted, sentenced, and locked away for the crime of rape. And yet our council staff, our local politicians, decided that is prostitution. 3, authorities failed to keep details of abusers from Asian communities for fear of racism. This is the key thing. This term of racism, because this was one group of society, one subset, one ethnic group, Asian, mainly Pakistani, one religious group, Muslims. They wouldn't call this out for what it was because of fear of a backlash from the community. Police failed to investigate one recent case 5 times until an MP intervened. So this appears on your desk again and again as a police officer. 3rd, 4th time, you don't think we need to do something to get this girl out of the situation. You say no. You just sit and you ignore it. And this is another finding. One victim said cops tried to stop her finding out why her abusers had not been prosecuted because they feared she would talk. So the police were concerned that these girls would expose their feelings rather than deal with the crime. Talked about here, the scale of the abuse in Telford, population 170,000. This is not a town of 5-10 million. This is 170,000. If you take 1,000 girls. So here, the Rotherham toll was put at 1,500 girls, but that was in a community of 260,000. So this is 1,000. Then you look at how many men, you look at how many Pakistani men, how many Muslim men. I guess you're looking at between, 18 and 40 or so. So how many men fit that bill? And you find out the percentage of the Muslim men in these towns carrying out this act. And none of them did anything. None of the families, none of the community did anything to stop this happening. So it ends up by saying they talked about 70 abusers and claimed that violent rapes were still taking place just months before this. That makes you angry. It should make you angry because this is horrendous. This is an evil. And this is what Tommy has been working on exposing, working on for a long time. And without Tommy's work, this evil would have been kept under the radar, but no one would be talking about it. And we are still having this country, but at least we're having a conversation about it and exposing, talking about the failings of the police. I'll come down some of your comments in a bit. I just want to bring in one or two other to give you the scale of this. Because again, I wish there was something else we could talk about. I really do. It is the most awful, awful subject, which is made 10 times worse when you find the authorities knew it was happening and chose not to get involved. Child Services, who should have been there to protect the children chose not to get involved. So it is an awful situation, but until this has been addressed, until those have been men have been put away behind bars who committed this, and until the authorities who turned a blind eye being prosecuted, we'll keep talking about it. And we will continue to be a thorn in the side of local authorities, in government, in the police, and keep exposing this and piecing it together. I mean, all this information is in the public domain. It's a case of piecing it together, and that often happens in these situations, that you can find it out, all publicly available, but many people don't join the dots up. And by joining the dots up, we find out what happened. So in Telford, well, there were five convictions in 2012, four convictions in 2019, and I believe there may have been another four in December 2020, although it's quite confusing when you look into it. So let's say there were another four in 2020. That would be 13 convictions in three trials. 13 convictions. Let me give you one of those. Four men sent away in the 17th of December 2019 for... What do you think you get for raping children? What do you think the punishment is? What punishment should that crime have on it? Well, that was 22 years. Divide 22 years by four, and you have 5.5 years. 5.5 years for sexually abusing children. Now, they may not have all been charged with rape. It may have been part of the gang, may have been part of the trafficking regime, pimping girls around, transporting them around. But part of the... this seemed to be what they did. So for them, 5.5 years each for abusing and pimping and raping girls. That means they get out after half of that time. So 3 years. Do any of you think 3 years is an acceptable time to spend locked away for doing these crimes? No, no. I know you don't. I know you don't, because you watching this are normal. You're good people who believe that rape is wrong and believe that rape of children is wrong. Our government don't really think that. Our courts don't think that. Our police don't think that. Our local authorities don't think that. Our children's services don't think that. Because if they did, heads would roll, police men and women would be in jail for turning a blind eye. Local council officials would be in jail for turning a blind eye. But they're not. They're not. They're covered. They're protected. There's a... we'll get into some of those in a bit. So let me bring up one or two. This is back 2016. I'll bring up just me five new stories, and I'll show you part of the timeline of this happening. Let me bring this up. Give me a moment. Actually, I might jump over some of your comments in the meantime before I bring this up. So, what are your comments down the side? Hey, Robert Parr says, dead on VK, back together. Yep, stick together, absolutely. Kim Holder, hi. Who else? Magic 21. They would be hung back in Pakistan. They usually have dual nationality passports. Well, exactly. Pakistan would deal with them better than Britain would. Anne Turner says, the evil continues to Peter to this day. It does. It continues right to this day. That is one of the great tragedies of this. Bradley says, community cohesion. Yeah. Keep your mouth shut for the sake of... was it for the sake of diversity? For the sake of... What was the quote from... Was it Nawaz Shah? Or was attributed to her? Kevin Keane's disgusting. All the police at the top are Masons and up their necks involved with all this. Well, that actually, I've come to think that could be true, actually. So, Hatulia Guljave, I assume you're from Latvia. Great to have you. I'm just reading Cyrillic, so that's why I had to slowly read that. Kim Holder, the councils, police and all involved need to be brought to account now. Yep. Paul, in the US, they would be get decades behind bars with no parole. Here they get out after a few years on good behavior. What is good behavior? What is a child rapist? What is good behavior for them? Not raping a child that day? Well done. So they get rewarded for not raping children in jail. Marion Moore, share. Thank you, share. Definitely pass this on. Kevin Keena, I don't believe in the death penalty. So I think all life is precious. And I don't believe that we should take life at the beginning for the unborn. I don't think we should take life at the end for the old and the infirm. I don't think we should take life in the middle for those who are guilty of crime. So that's kind of what I... But Kim Holder said 25 years should be a minimum. Yep. Guy Fletcher, they should be flayed. Well, we could bring that back as well. Melody Barker, Genesis 34. Tell me what Genesis 34 is. So what else? Throw away the key, Marion Moore. Yeah. Che Joe says, I've driven through Telford. It appears to be a quaint, nice place. You would never dream. Well, that's true. You'd never dream because this happens behind closed doors. You go into town and you don't see it because happening in certain areas, in certain communities, behind closed doors. The police know it. They fail to act. So Tony Verve says, at least this has been talked about. Well done, Tommy. Absolutely. You know, as much as Tommy has annoyed me with not being able to come on tonight, it's like the life of Brian. He's not the Messiah. He's a naughty, naughty boy. But without him, this wouldn't be exposed. And Tommy brings an energy. He brings a presence. He brings this to the attention of the wider public, not just in the UK, but abroad. So he was on Steve Bannon, Alex Jones the other week. It was on OAN, One American Network, and many shows. And he is telling an audience that has no idea about this, what is happening. So again, without Tommy, this story would not be told as it is. There are some like Andrew Norfolk, who's the Times journalist who exposed this in 2012 on the front page, and has faced massive criticism since. But actually, it's Tommy's doggedness at exposing this that really has done more than a lot. I mean, you've got Maggie Oliver, you've got Jane Senior, who the whistleblowers and have exposed this happening. You've got Andrew Norfolk writing about this in the media. Apart from those three, I think Tommy is the next one that has done a great expose. Big Steve in charge of the soul cages. Are you going live on Saturday? I don't know. We'll have to see. The main thing is that the film is shown at 2 o'clock and at 8 p.m. on Getter. So we don't want to compromise that. We don't want to show stuff that you shouldn't. So again, when you go live streaming, you don't know what you will show. So I just want to be careful. We will go up. We'll be 100% supportive of Tommy and helping any way we can. And we'll hopefully talk to some people on camera about it and what's going to happen and maybe piece those together and put those out. We're not having a news review on Saturday because we want all of you to watch The Rape of Britain on Getter at 8 p.m. So Hearts of Oak will be telling you all to go and watch that on Tommy's channel. John Gleeson, proud of you, Tommy. Yeah, we all are. So let me any on Getter and then I'll pop down in the comments. So again, if you're watching on Getter, you may be more of a US audience and this may shock you, or you could be from the UK. There's Sharpie77 from the Isle of Wight. M. Debbie 24 loves Hearts of Oak. Thank you. Great to have you. Big Vern, hello, good evening all from Ulster. I'll not go down the mall, apart from someone else from Northern Ireland. So, Town Council accused of whitewashing its own investigation into child sex abuse. This seems to be a recurring theme, that investigations are launched, inquiries begin, and they are shut down or not given access to the evidence, or the evidence doesn't exist, and they finish given a half-hearted response with few recommendations, none of which are legally enforceable. They're just little suggestions. You know, if you could go and arrest some of those men who are raping those girls, but hey, don't worry about it. That is the recommendations. So Town Council accused of whitewashing its own investigation into child sexual abuse. This is the Independent, British newspaper. owned by Saudi Arabia, funny enough. And this is from 3.5 years ago, September 2016. Telford and Wrekin local authority referred fewer than a third of 137 sexual exploitation reports in just 7 months last year. So only a third of them were really looked at. Leaders of a town with the highest rate of sex crimes against children in the UK referred fewer than a third of reports of child sexual exploitation made last year, it emerged. A report compiled by the local authority revealed the concerns made by parents in Telford over the safety of their children were ignored by the council and the police, with just 45 of them being referred to the Safeguarding Children Board in 7 months. This report revealed parents thought the police investigation was slow, the council of social workers had been dismissive, and communications had been poor. It added the parents said there had been little joint working and that agencies had not wanted to accept responsibility. But no officials or staff members were disciplined following the inquiry. Let me repeat that. No officials or staff members were disciplined following the inquiry. This is at the epicenter of Muslim rape gangs. No one is punished for ignoring this. Earlier this year, 2016, the Home Office revealed Telford had the highest rate of sex crimes against children in the UK, with 15.1 per 10,000 incidences reported in the year to September 2015, a rise of almost 150%. Now, if you see a rise of 150%, you say, we have a problem here. There is a pattern. Something is wrong. We need to investigate this. But instead, they said, nothing to see here. Move on. In 2013, 7 men were jailed in the town on charges of rape, sex trafficking, and prostitution involving girls as young as 13 as part of Operation Chalice. And following this, the council did an open letter. Yeah. Their open letter read, "We would like to reassure you of the importance we place on tackling child sex offences in Telford." And then it goes on and on. I mean, it is horrendous and really does make you so angry that these councils, they produce these reports and absolutely nothing happens. Absolutely. So that's the first. Let me bring up another. That was 2016. Here is 2018. This is the BBC. Headline is, Telford grooming is just the tip of the iceberg. Telford grooming, tip of the iceberg, says solicitor. Now, I'm focusing on Telford. I could take any of those other towns that I mentioned and show you the failings in every town. This is one town, and this obviously is the town that Tommy has focused on in the rape of Britain. Telford grooming, tip of the iceberg, says solicitor, 13th of March 2018, BBC. A lawyer who led prosecutions against child sexual abuse ring in Telford has said these cases were the tip of the iceberg. Former chief prosecutor Nazir Afzal, who huge credit to for doing so much work on this. And again, he went back and opened a lot of files which are closed and he saw what was happening and exposed it. So Nazir Afzal is a hero in this, especially from coming from a Muslim background. I believe he is a Muslim. So he would have faced a lot of criticism and attacks from his community, but he did the right thing. So well done, people like Afzal. If only there were more like him in Muslim communities, then this crime would not have been happening. So former chief prosecutor Nazir Afzal, who also oversaw similar high-profile cases in Rochdale, said he knew more would come out. Speaking amid calls for a new inquiry, 2018, he said there are probably thousands of street grooming victims in the UK. West Mercia Police said it took all allegations extremely seriously, apart from the ones it didn't take extremely seriously and dismissed and called the girls prostitutes. You couldn't make this bullshit up. You really couldn't. Talked about the Sunday Mirror investigation, claiming it the worst ever child grooming scandal. Nazar Afzal had told the BBC that he knew there was an even bigger issue, not just in Telford, but everywhere. He appeared alongside Holly, who spoke out anonymously about her abuse of the gang at the hand of gangs in the town. Now, 7 or 8 stories later, I see stories like Holly's, where she has not been listened to, she's not been believed, her abusers have acted with impunity because they think the authorities are not going to do anything about it. She is probably one of thousands of young girls and boys who are being abused in street grooming up and down the country. He didn't say, this happened 10 years previously, we're glad it's finished, but we need to prosecute those old crimes. No, he talks about this as a current issue happening today. This is not just a historic issue. This is current crime wave happening across the UK with young girls being raped and the individuals not caring because they know they're not going to get caught. They know the police are going to turn a blind eye and ignore what is happening. That was March 2018. Here's July 2018. I mean, seriously, you just do a Google search and you'll see this. It is so simple to see what is happening, but yet people choose not to because surely it cannot be as awful as I'm saying. That's what people, when you talk to them, their eyes glaze over because people don't want this grief in their life. They don't want to address these evils. But if we don't address them, who will? If we don't speak up, who will? What society do you want to live in? What world do you want to live in? What community do you want to inhabit? So here we have Telford grooming gang leader back behind bars. What do you mean back? Well, let's read. The ringleader of a Telford child sex abuse gang has been recalled to prison 9 months after being released, an MP said. Telford MP Lucy Allen and Mubarak Ali was recalled for breaching his license. He was jailed in 2012 for his role as the head of the Operation Chalice gang, and she said automatically released in November. Sorry, did you get that? He was jailed in 2012. He was automatically released in November 2017. He was the head of a rape gang and he got 5 years in jail. So Ali, 35, who was Regent Street, Wellington at the time of the conviction, was freed from prison in November 2017. He was given a sentence of 14 years, immediate custody and 8 years on license in 2012 for 4 charges of controlling child prostitution, 2 of trafficking in the UK for sexual exploitation, and a charge for causing child prosecution. Because of time served on remand, his sentence was automatic. His release was automatic at the halfway point of the sentence. He was jailed in 2012. He was released 2017. That's 5 years. He was only sentenced to 14 years for 4 charges of controlling child prostitution, 2 charges of trafficking, and a charge for causing child prostitution. Do you find this difficult to add up? 14 years. This is our legal system, our courts, who are encouraging this, who are promoting it. Our judges seemingly want this to happen. That's how awful. If they wanted to stop this, they would jail these men for a lifetime. But no, they jail them for 14 years and let them out after 5. 5 years for having a child prostitution trafficking ring, you get 5 years and you're out on good behaviour. Notice the MP didn't demand that his sentence was increased. She didn't order a judicial inquiry into why he was not sent away for multiple lifetimes to never ever see the light of day once again. No, she just wanted him to go away and serve the remainder of his license period. I don't know if that's the other 9 years that he didn't do. And these are some of the individuals. They've targeted more than 100 girls. And when you say talk about 1,000, so that's one gang. What about all the other gangs? I talked to you at the beginning. We've only had a handful, 13 possible men. What about all the other gangs that have been happening? The police just have chosen not to investigate, not to gather evidence. And the CPS, so the police have chosen not to gather evidence and the Crown Prosecution Service have chosen not to go ahead with the prosecution. Makes you angry? So, let me bring up the next one. Was that the same one? This is a different one. So, let me bring up this. You won't believe this unless I bring you. This is why I'm showing you the newspaper article, because unless I show you the article, you will not believe me. You will think that I am blowing this up out of all proportion. And there's Tony Nerve talking about Lord Ahmed of Rotherham and his two brothers. That's another part of this story, but we'll not get there. This is in the Sun, 2020. December 2020, a year ago and 1 month. No justice. Leader of Telford grooming gang who abused up to 100 girls is freed after just an 18-year sentence. Let me read that again. The leader of a vile sex gang has been freed from jail after 8 years. Well, he's had to serve a little bit longer than the leader of the last gang who got released after five and a half years. So, Adil Eddie Ali, 32, controlled a network of schoolgirl prostitutes in Telford with some of their victims as young as 13. There he is. He gets out after... How do you get out after 8 years being the kingpin of rape gangs? He does. He led a trafficking gang that involved his brother Mubarak, Let me repeat that. He led a trafficking gang that also involved his brother Mubarak and five other men. Is this what brothers do in some Muslim communities? Is this what brothers do in some Pakistani communities? Would any of you think it's normal for family members to engage in this? And yet they thought it was normal. Not only that, none of their community actually did anything. Did any of their community know? I would be surprised if no one in that Muslim community had any idea what was happening. They must have known. Some of them must have known. And yet, it seems as though the expose of these men did not come from their own communities, but came from the parents, from the girls, pleading, begging, sometimes going to police 6 times before the police acted. What vile, evil community does nothing about these crimes? I'll leave that thought with you. Two more. It goes on. That's the same. I think that's the same. No, this is the one I came across recently, and I'm not sure if it's the same conviction as some of the others. Let me bring it up. And then we're coming near an end. Here we go. This is the Independent. That's Saudi-owned British newspaper. Telford grooming gang, 4 men jailed for sexually abusing vulnerable girl who was passed around like a piece of meat. I mean, helpless victim groomed until she lost control of her own life, said judge. So 4 men from Telford are being jailed for between 4.5 and 8 years for sexually abusing a vulnerable young girl. Let me read that again, because you might have missed that. Four men from Telford have been jailed for between 4.5 and 8 years for sexually abusing a girl. So 4.5 years. Get out after just over 2 years good behaviour. 2 years for sexually abusing a child. And British society think this is normal? This happened between 2000 and 2003 when the victim was just 13. 13. It makes you sick right to your core when you read about this. And I really hate having to bring it. There are so many other issues that we should focus on. But yet, this is an evil, a crime that has not been addressed, that has been ignored. So you have to address it. Let me bring up, I think, maybe the final one. So there's the Telford CSE report is going to be published in the spring. So the council have been grading themselves and going to report on how well or how badly they do. Do you think they're actually going to report badly? Do you think they're going to implicate themselves? I doubt it. Telford, we are 40 years into this happening and they're still doing reports. I mean, girls come to you, family members come to you, they say they've been raped by men, older men, and you do something about it. If they've come to you and you haven't done something about it, then you must be prosecuted for ignoring them. Quite simple, really. The Daily Mirror did an 18-month report, but if some of these have gone on for 7 years, some of the police investigations 7 years, but Telford Child Sexual Exploitation Report to be published in the spring. The Independent Inquiry, independent my ass. Independent Inquiry into Telford Child Sexual Exploitation was set up after the Sunday Mirror claimed up to 1,000 girls had been abused by gangs. So the council didn't know this was happening. That's how this reads. Only when the Daily Mirror published their expose in 2018, the council think, shock, really? Has this happened? We should do something about it. You mean they didn't know beforehand? They only have done something because they've been found out for being so evil. That's all. So the report will provide a picture of how instances of CSE have changed over the years. The local democracy reporting service of the former judge, blah, 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 blah. So 164 witnesses, 17 ex-police officers. What is the point in any of this if no one actually is punished, if no one actually suffers for failing these girls? Let me bring up the very last one. And I'll just finish off more to others. So here's the Telford Council. They've got a whole part of their website telling you how wonderful they are, how they deal with child rape, grooming gangs. Here we go. Telford and Rackenham Council. How Telford is dealing with child sexual exploitation in Telford. That tells you how good they are, how wonderful they are, how well they are. And it even lists the facts. Look, all the facts, how good they are. This is all about giving the council a stamp of approval. This is not about finding justice for any of those girls. Don't believe any of it. And we haven't even gone into the stories of police cover-up, where the police, here's a headline, Northumbria Police Operation Sanctuary Newcastle Grooming Gang Case Review, where the police appear to punish victims of Newcastle Grooming Gang. That was 2018. The mayor going into more, a lot more stories. Then you have police apologise to grooming gangs over failings. So get this, this isn't Telford. This is Northumbria Police. But it just shows how pathetic it is. No one carries the can. No one is guilty. Here's the Daily Mail. This is March 2019, 3 years ago. Police apologise to grooming gangs victims over failings that let men accused of rape, trafficking, and abusing children go free. Northumbria police have said sorry individually. Great, you get a sorry. Your life is destroyed, but hey, the police are sorry. Mishandling of court evidence meant gang members accused of rape and assault were released after trials collapsed. So the police collapsed these trials. Let me repeat that. There was a trial to convict individuals for raping children and the police collapsed it. Defendants were cleared of all charges at Newcastle Crown Court. Internal investigation now be conducted. An investigation. Don't worry, an investigation is happening. So there are a number of stories about the police failing to do their job and courts failing to do their job. And it goes on and on. Now, can I just give... let me read the man from Telford. Actually, on this, there are only two convictions. I don't know where that other one came from. So, the 2012 convictions, you've got Atul, Mubarak, Muhammad, 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 Muruf, Tenver. And the 2019, Amjad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Muhammad kind of pops up a lot. I'll leave that to you to work out why that is. And the final thing I wanted to bring up was to give credit. GB News have covered this extremely well. And one of their journalists has really, really impressed me. And I just want to give credit where credit is due. Not that they will have been sitting on their seats waiting for Peter McIlvenna to give them credit, but one of my mottos is always give credit where credit is due. Always give credit to those who are doing the right thing. Patrick Christie's lack of police action against grooming gang is staggering. He's done a lot on this, so hats off to Patrick for doing that. And the quote is, While you're afraid of being called racist, working class, vulnerable girls are being systematically abused by organized rape squads on an industrial scale. Wow. So he says, grooming gangs have not gone away. They're not a thing of the past. While police and politicians bury their heads in the sand and worry about being called racist, up and down the country, vulnerable young girls are being systematically abused on an industrial scale by predominantly South Asian men. A voice of reason, one of the few voices of reasons in our media that's willing to call this out for what it is. That gives you an overview and focused on Telford. We will be there on Saturday, the 29th. Supporting Tommy shoulder to shoulder, as we have done since we started Hearts of Oak, since Tommy was there at our launch in February 2020. He's not perfect. Sometimes he doesn't come on live streams. But the good that he does, I think, outweighs any of those failings. And it is an honor to stand shoulder to shoulder with Tommy Robinson. It is an honor to support him in any way we can. And where he follows, many fear to tread, but it is up to us to walk behind him, to support him, to back him, and to keep exposing this evil. Any other comments I can bring in, and then I'll let you go. Haven't even drunk my tea, hardly. John Maxey of Telford, I'll see you there. Gary Fletcher will be in Telford, see you there. Meldy Barker, may God's almighty justice be over this. Absolutely. Meldy Barker, social services should be abolished. Yep. It should be replaced for something that's fit for service. Kevin Keenan says they're trying to legalize paedophilia. Yes, and that's a whole other area. But it does seem as though they are accepting this, and therefore that is one. The next step is to legalize it and officially give her the rubber stamp of approval. I think it's was it Minor Attraction something? Is the Minor Attraction Person, is it? MAP. Bradley, check it. Yep, go to, make sure and spread this. Galina Dorina, hello. VYN for your info. Lauren Moore, they should all be medically castrated and deported. Yep. Anything else? Pull to, why have Sunday Mirror not followed this up and helped Tommy? Well, because no one will touch Tommy, because the media have painted a caricature, an image of Tommy that is not Tommy. But that image is someone who you can hit instead of who he actually is. And by making that hit figure, they can ignore the issue. That's how they dismiss it, by turning Tommy into a hit figure and therefore ignoring this issue. Markovsky, we have the cheek to call out the Taliban for their treatment of women and girls, but keep silent on this. Yep. Magic 21, they're just let 30,000 more in the country. Well, completely, but you've got immigration problem, but you've also got an integration problem. Those are two of the massive failings in our system over the last few decades. Markovsky, our establishment is worse than the Taliban. It does seem like that, doesn't it? That was about Lord Ahmed. Need more Muslim women to speak up. Well, they do. They have to speak up and say what is happening. Any other comments? So I'm just trying to find, bring in any others before we finish up. Kevin Keane says, Peter, it's much deeper than any of us could imagine. Yeah, and it's something you don't want to go, because you don't know how deep it's going to be. You know, you uncover something and you realize it goes deeper and deeper, and you go down that rabbit hole and you realize there's so much more to this. If this was just on the surface, then look, I get the racism card that's played to shut down a bit. I get the Islamophobia card that's shut down. But sure, the care and treatment and protection of children outweighs being called a name, but yet that name silences debate, dissent, and exposing this. Yeah, Bolton tell us, I don't believe in the death penalty, but some of these people, well, it would make you reconsider. Bradley, diversity is our strength, apparently. So those are all, GB News are brilliant. Yeah, thanks, Patrick, for exposing that. Yeah. So we'll see you into there. Julie says, who's going to Telford? Me. Great. We'll see you there. Right. I think that's it. I hope you're going to Telford. Any questions you have, drop us an email, info@heartsofoak, or DM us, and we'll come back to you. But it would be great to see you if you're going there. If you see me, then do come up and say hello. It's always great to meet you, our viewers, our listeners, our supporters. I don't get to see you. Sadly, you get to see me. So it's always good to connect with you and to learn from you and to hear me what we should be doing. If there's something we're not covering or not doing properly, then do come. Do let me know. All constructive criticism is accepted and welcome. There was something else. Oh yeah, let me just pull up on Getter. Finally on Getter. Let me read from the bottom and then let you go. Getter is exciting. It really is exciting getting the message out. And the Rape of Britain is going to be exclusively on Getter at 8 p.m. So if you want to watch it, make sure and sign up. GETTR.com, Getter. You can get an app on the App Store or on Google Play, or just go to Getter.com and use it from there. And that is the home of free speech. It is the place to be. It is where we can disseminate this sort of information and not be shut down, restricted, or censored like happens elsewhere. John Mack 2021 says, see you in Telford. Drift End about open borders. Yeah. Right. I think that will do. Pray for Tommy. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a Christian, that's what I do. Pray for his protection and for him to continue to have his boldness. So for those of you who are Christians, pray. If you have a different faith, then pray to your God, I guess, that he will continue to have wisdom in everything he does, because he is in a minefield and he is walking a tightrope in a minefield. Yeah, it, Lindy Idiot, says, how can you only serve 8 years of an 18-year sentence? Well, it's 5 years of some of them. And Priti Patel talks tough, but doesn't actually do anything about it. That's what I've seen. She talks tough, but actually tough talk doesn't amount to anything if you choose not to do anything about it. So thank you, as always. Markovsky says, great solo, Peter. It's frustrating because it's when you get to know this, when you get to know the information about this horrendous issue, it's, yeah. And there's so many other things that we really should be talking about, but until this address, we continue harping on, banging on, pushing this. And anything you can do to highlight it, please do. Pass this video on, share it. If you're on YouTube, please hit that like button now. Please hit that like button and make a comment. Just put a comment in, say thank you, well done, something. So as many comments as you can. It'll mess up YouTube's algorithm, which really has hit us over the last year, really has hit us. And when you see the views and engagement on Getter, and then you look at YouTube and you realize something's wrong, or you see Getter engagement being 10 to 15 times more than Twitter, you realize actually we were restricted, we were held back. So please do share this. If you're on Getter, share the Getter video. If you're on YouTube, make sure and like and subscribe to the channel and make sure and leave a comment. Just do that now before you finish. Hit that like button and drop a comment. Just thanks, well done, way to go, Telford. Just put your comments in, anything. And however you're watching, if it's on Facebook, on VK, on DLive, on Rumble, on Odyssey, on the website, however it is, on brand YouTube, thank you for watching. Couldn't do this without your support. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And very finally, the most amazing guest on Thursday. If Tommy is a journalist, and he is probably the most banned journalist in the world, but we have one of the most well-known journalists at the moment in America, is James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, that have exposed huge failings and utter lies in the pandemic, in the COVID. So he'll be joining on Thursday, and I'm so pumped at having James O'Keefe join us. His new book, Muckraker, Reevaluating Journalism for the 21st Century, or Redefining Journalism for the 21st Century, I can't even remember. So, but he is amazing. You've all watched Project Veritas stuff, the expose. So tune in on Thursday. That is going to be a big one. I'm really excited and quite nervous. So it'll be good to have James chatting to him a few hours before we go live. So it's a couple of hours before. Obviously, he's based over in the States, so it'll just be a few hours before. So on that, thank you. Tune in on Thursday. And come back to us. Any questions, we'll be there on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing you. So thank you, all of you, for all your support. Have a good rest of your evening. We'll see you on Thursday with James O'Keefe, and we'll see you on Saturday in Telford. So thank you and good night.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list. Donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.